Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Taylor Swift proves once again she's the sweetest gift giver. MGK admits the craziest thing he's done for love, and it sounds super painful. And the trial of Jussie Smollett continues, with a star witness testifying he did in fact stage the hate crime. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, December 2nd. First up, Taylor Swift proves yet again that her gift-giving skills are top-notch. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
He was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie, drove a Chevy to the levee.
Don McLean received an unexpected surprise from Taylor Swift this week after the singer-songwriter broke his decades-long record on the Billboard Hot 100. On Wednesday, December 1st, the American Pie singer shared a photo of Taylor's gift of flowers and a sweet note, tweeting, "What a classy artist." A handwritten letter from Tay-Tay reads, "Don, I will never forget that I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. Your music has been so important to me. Sending love, one writer of love songs to another. Your fan, Taylor." The gracious gesture comes on the heels of All Too Well, Taylor's version, unseating American Pie as the longest number one Hot 100 hit in Billboard history. At 10 minutes and 13 seconds in its longest version, "Just to break me like a promise," the Red Taylor's version fan favorite outpaces the former title holder's runtime of 8 minutes and 36 seconds. "There is something to be said for a great song that has staying power," McLean told Billboard after Taylor bested his record. American Pie remained on top for 50 years, and now Taylor Swift has unseated such an historic piece of artistry. "Let's face it, nobody ever wants to lose that number one spot, but if I had to lose it to somebody, I sure am glad it was another great singer-songwriter such as Taylor."
Next up, MGK admits the craziest thing he's done for love, and it sounds really painful. Here's Jordan again with the details.
"I was like, oh, check this out. This is sick. And I threw it up and it came and stuck in my hand. Do you see that right here?"
"I do see that."
The things we do for love. Just ask Colson Baker, aka Machine Gun Kelly. Stopping by NBC's The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, the Bloody Valentine rocker revealed he once knifed himself trying to look cool to girlfriend Megan Fox.
"You know how you throw it up and you're supposed to catch it? I looked at her, I was like, check this out." Wow. And then the next morning, as soon as she left, I was like, "Yo, I need stitches real quick."
Yeah.
Next up, MGK has a new album, Born With Horns, set to drop sometime in 2022, which features the lead single, Paper Cuts.
"Demonized just because I was an angel face, baby."
The project follows Tickets to My Downfall, which bowed at number one on the Billboard 200 in 2020 for his first leader. But before all that goes down, Coulson appears alongside Sam Worthington in the Western feature film, The Last Son.
And finally, the trial of Jussie Smollett continues, with one key witness, Jussie's alleged attacker, testifying that the actor did indeed reach out to him and his brother to stage a fake hate crime in downtown Chicago nearly 3 years ago. According to Abimbola Osundero, the former Empire actor even planned a dry run before, instructing them to throw fake punches. He also told jurors Smollett instructed him to punch him, but not too hard. Once Smollett was on the ground, Osundero said the actor told him to give him a bruise and give him a noogie. He also said that Smollett gave him a $100 bill to buy the supplies to move forward with the plan. According to Osundero, when the brothers spotted Smollett at around 2 a.m., Osundero, as instructed earlier by Smollett, shouted a homophobic slur and his brother yelled, "This is MAGA country." The brother also testified that Smollett gave him a check for $3,500 and wrote on it that it was for a nutrition and workout program. But Osundero said the money was both for the program and for helping to stage the attack. Ocendero, who worked as a stand-in on Empire, said he and his brother agreed to the plan because he felt indebted to Smollett for helping him with his acting career. A defense attorney told jurors during openings that Smollett was a real victim and that the brothers' accounts are unreliable. Jussie Smollett is charged with 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct for making what prosecutors say was a false police report, 1 count for each time he gave a report to 3 different officers. The Class 4 felony carries a prison sentence of up to 3 years, but experts have said if Smollett is convicted, he likely would be placed on probation and ordered to perform community service. Smollett was an actor in the TV show Empire, which was filmed in Chicago. According to Dan Webb, special prosecutor, Smollett was seeking attention after he received a lukewarm response from his studio regarding a hate letter he received. All right, that's all for today. But for more on these stories, head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.